you're the founder of the organisation, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm the founder and, for want of a better title, Chief Executive of Pancreatic Cancer Action.
This is a big killer, isn't it, Ali? Why do you think so many of us are unaware of the terrible power of pancreatic cancer?
It's one of those very hard to deal with cancers. I think because it's got such a poor prognosis, it's not really talked about very much. And the real issue is that there aren't very many of us who survive the disease to become advocates for the disease. So it's one of those cancers that has suffered from lack of awareness. And we at Pancreatic Cancer Action are trying to change that.
That should make it more talked about, shouldn't it? I mean, you say a poor prognosis, you find out you've got it, and you also find out at the same time your chances are quite grim. Mm. You have Beverly there with you, don't you? Beverly Hodgson.
Yes.
Yes, hello.
What was your story, Beverly?
Well, exactly as you've just said, once my husband discovered it was pancreatic cancer, he was too late to have surgery. But he was 58. He was otherwise very fit and healthy. Just got an indigestion type pain. His GP said, oh, it's classic gallbladder. And then, you know, we wasted, I suppose, several weeks going down that route, right. Scans and all the relevant tests, to discover nothing. And then we sort of decided to go privately, had more scans and discovered a tumour, by which time it was too big for him to be to have surgery. And
are these blind alleys with pancreatic cancer quite common then, Beverly?
It would appear that, I'm sure Ali is probably better placed to talk about it, but it would appear that being told it's gallbladder is fairly common, because I think GPs aren't seeing pancreatic cancer sort of every day of the week. But I personally do feel that we did lose a little bit of time with the initial suggestion that that was the problem.
How easily spotted are the symptoms, Ali?
Well, we've just done a survey on the Pancreatic Cancer Action website that shows that out of 184 respondents, patients and carers, 50% of them said to us that their GP dismissed their symptoms initially. Mm. But equally, 60% of the patients themselves said that they dismissed their own symptoms. So there is a real problem with awareness about the signs and symptoms of pancreatic cancer. And a lot of the early symptoms can actually be confused with other very benign everyday conditions.
What is a pancreas? I'm not even sure what it does, and I suppose most people will be the same.
Well, you're not alone, I have to say. We actually did a survey last year which showed that 87% of people in the UK don't actually know where their pancreas is in the body. So it is a gland that is about 6 inches long. Now, it's shaped like a pear lying on its side, and it lies in a very deep location in the body, behind the stomach and in front of the spine. And it's actually not very well thought about or known by people, but it's incredibly important because it produces digestive enzymes to help break down food, and it also produces hormones such as insulin and glucagon that control blood sugars and sort of helping the body use and store the energy that it gets from food. So it's very important.
I'm guessing we can't live without it.
Well, some people can, but you do need to have pancreatic enzymes in order to help you digest your food, and you will need to be on insulin to control blood sugars. But there are some patients who have radical surgery for pancreatic cancer that no longer have a pancreas, and in my case, I only have 20% of mine left. So it is going like the clappers, but needs a little bit of help.
Ali, in your case then, how quickly was yours discovered? Quicker than Beverly's husband, I guess.
Well, I was really lucky. I persistently went back and forward to the GP, but it took about a month for me to be diagnosed. And I think that's just because I realised that there was something not quite right with my body. I was one of these people who very rarely went to the doctor except to take my own children in for things. And when I was getting symptoms that were not normal for me, and they were getting worse, and I kept going back, I also had a misdiagnosis of gallstones and was told I would have to have an ultrasound scan. But they said to me that it would be 4 to 6 weeks on the NHS to wait for that scan. I was in a lot of pain at that point, so I decided to opt privately. And I was very fortunate that my husband had private medical insurance through work.
Wow.
So I was seen by my consultant surgeon within 2 days, and I was on the operating table within a week. So it's potentially that private medical insurance has helped me survive because I was caught in time for surgery.
What symptoms should our listeners, if anybody's concerned, be really alarmed by or watching out for?
Okay, if you've got upper abdominal pain, that's sort of just underneath where your rib cage is, and sometimes that will radiate sort of around to the back. Alternatively, back pain that is high up in the back, in the middle, where a lady's bra strap is, and that too can radiate round to the front. That's what I had. You can have pain on eating. If you have jaundice symptoms, so yellowing of the skin and the whites of the eyes and possibly itchy skin, that's something to look out for. Unexplained weight loss. If you're losing weight without trying, go to your GP and get that investigated. Other things such as indigestion, not responding to the medication your doctor has prescribed you, pale and smelly stools, sorry to talk about that so early in the morning, but pale and smelly stools that don't flush away easily, and other things like fatigue, and I'm talking about really feeling fatigued, and low mood and depression are also signs. But basically, if you're having symptoms that are not normal for you and are persisting, go to your GP. If you've already been to your GP and they said there's nothing to worry about and you're still getting symptoms that are persisting and perhaps getting worse, go back and keep going back.
Ali Stunt, Beverly Hodgson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.